Mass incarceration refers to the substantial increase in the number of incarcerated people in the United States prisons and jails over the past several decades. This phenomenon has profoundly impacted American society, affecting millions of lives and raising significant questions about justice, equity, and public safety. The roots of mass incarceration can be traced back to the 1970s. Before this period, the U.S. incarceration rate was relatively stable. However, the landscape began to change dramatically with the advent of the War on Drugs, a campaign led by the federal government aimed at reducing the illegal drug trade. Initiated by President Richard Nixon and greatly expanded under President Ronald Reagan, this campaign led to harsher drug laws and mandatory minimum sentencing, disproportionately affecting minority communities. Several key policies contributed to the rise of mass incarceration. The Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1986 established mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses, including the infamous disparity between crack and powder cocaine sentences, which disproportionately affected African Americans. Similarly, the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, often referred to as the 1994 Crime Bill, implemented tougher sentencing laws and provided funding for states to build more prisons. The Three Strikes Law, enacted in many states during the 1990s, mandated life sentences for individuals convicted of three or more serious criminal offenses. The cumulative effect of these policies was a dramatic rise in the prison population. From the 1970s to the present, the number of incarcerated individuals in the U.S. grew from around 300,000 to over 2 million. One of the most striking aspects of mass incarceration is its disproportionate impact on people of color, particularly African Americans and Latinos. African Americans, for example, are incarcerated at more than 5 times the rate of white Americans. Various factors contribute to this disparity, including systematic racism, socioeconomic inequalities, and biases in the criminal justice system. Research has shown that people of color are more likely to be arrested, convicted, and given harsher sentences compared to their white counterparts for the same offense. The overpolicing of minority neighborhoods, racial profiling, and discriminatory practices within the legal system all play a role in perpetuating these disparities. The consequences for affected communities are profound, leading to broken families, economic disenfranchisement, and a circle of poverty and criminality. The impact of mass incarceration extends beyond those who are imprisoned. Families of incarcerated individuals often suffer significant emotional and financial strain. Children with incarcerated parents face numerous challenges, including psychological trauma, stigma, and difficulties in school. Economically, mass incarceration imposes a heavy burden on society. The cost of maintaining the prison system is substantial, with the U.S. spending over $80 billion annually on corrections. These funds are diverted from other critical areas such as education, healthcare, and social services. Additionally, formerly incarcerated individuals often face significant barriers to reintegration, including difficulties finding employment and housing, further perpetuating cycles of poverty and recidivism. In recent years, there has been growing recognition of the need to address the issues associated with mass incarceration. Criminal justice reform has gained bipartisan support, leading to several important legislative changes. The Fair Sentencing Act of 2010 reduced the sentencing disparity between crack and powder cocaine offenses, and the Fair Step Act of 2018 aimed to improve prison conditions and reduce recidivism rates through various measures, including expanding early release programs. States have also implemented reforms such as revising mandatory minimum sentences, decriminalizing certain offenses, and investing in alternative sentencing programs like drug courts and mental health courts. These efforts reflect a shift towards viewing incarceration not as the default response to crime, but as a measure to be used judiciously, with an emphasis on rehabilitation and public safety. Restorative justice is an alternative approach that seeks to address the harm caused by criminal behavior through reconciliation and rehabilitation rather than punishment. This approach involves dialogue between the victim and the offender, with the goal of finding mutually agreeable solutions and fostering healing for all parties involved. Programs based on restorative justice principles have shown promise in reducing recidivism and promoting community cohesion. Despite recent reforms, significant challenges remain in the quest to dismantle mass incarceration. Comprehensive changes are needed to address the underlying causes of crime, such as poverty, lack of education, and inadequate mental health services. Policymakers and advocates are increasingly calling for investment in community-based programs that address these root causes and provide support for at-risk populations. Moreover, there is a growing recognition of the need for racial justice within the criminal justice system. Addressing systematic racism requires not only changes in policy, but also broader cultural shifts and increased accountability for law enforcement and judicial practices. In conclusion, mass incarceration is a complex issue that has had far-reaching consequences for American society. While recent reforms offer hope for a more just and equitable system, sustained efforts are required to address the structural inequalities and biases that perpetuate mass incarceration. By focusing on prevention, rehabilitation, and restorative justice, society can move towards a criminal justice system that prioritizes human dignity and community well-being over harsh measures.